Let's get back to the Mole Hole with Randy Molman on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Mole Hole, everybody, on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Hey, shout out. We've got a listener, Matt, from Frederick, Maryland this morning. How about that?
That is awesome.
How about that? Texting in from Frederick, Maryland, my buddy Heidi. Heidi, I'm sorry your kid's sick, but I am glad you're listening to the Mole Hole here this morning from Frederick, Maryland. And I am about to give you some good Mizzou subject talk here, Heidi, because I know that's what you want to hear while you're up this early in the morning. Shout out to my man Vern. He's getting his workout in. He's listening to the Mole Hole this morning. Love it. All right. It is time for head scratchers. Let's get some head scratching music there, Matt. It didn't work. Head scratching music on the way. Well, we don't really need the head scratching music, I guess, because it's just me talking. Ah, there
we
it
got
is.
It. I'm having technical issues
there
over here,
is.
But we got it.
You figured it. I knew you'd figure it out. Head scratchers this morning, and a lot of it has to do with Mizzou. First of all, let me just say, before I get into my two head scratching comments, let me just say that I am still basking in the glory of this hire for Missouri basketball. Konzo Martin, coming from Cal. In a vacuum, the nationwide pundits, I scratch my head at you. Because you nationwide pundits have not bothered to figure out what Konzo Martin, the man, means to our region. To this region. All you've done is looked at his record, which is fine. That's part of the equation. I get it. Part of the formula. He has 6-20 win seasons in 9 years. He's only been to the NCAA tournament twice. And he leaves jobs after every 3 years. So I get the easy way out these national analysts have taken when analyzing this move for Missouri. What they failed to realize and what they have failed to understand here is that for St. Louis, for Kansas City, for the state of Missouri, this hire means way more than his 6-20 win seasons and only his two trips to the national tournament, to the NCAA tournament. What it means is, hopefully, a guy who has finally settled in at home, close to home anyway. He's from East St. Louis. A guy who will immediately build or rebuild, as it were, the brand of Mizzou basketball. Because let's be honest, Mizzou athletics is a brand. Any athletic department, you're building a brand. What Konzo Martin brings to that brand is someone who came from the area. We all know that the St. Louis to Columbia relationship has been strained over the years, and he should immediately help that pipeline. He should immediately help that relationship. He should immediately help build and or rebuild the relationship and the bond between St. Louis specifically and Columbia. Make no mistake about it. Jim Sterk hired Howard Richards, who I know very well. Howard Richards, one of the most stand-up men I know. The color analyst on the Mizzou broadcast for football. He's also a former Tiger. He played in the NFL for 9 seasons with the Dallas Cowboys and Seattle Seahawks. Jim Sterk, and he's from St. Louis, lives in St. Louis. Jim Sterk hired him as an associate athletic director title, with his sole purpose being relationship building. Well, not sole purpose. I take that back. It's too focused. Part of his responsibilities are the relationship building and communications between in St. Louis for the University of Missouri. Then he goes and hires Konzo Martin, who's from the area, who can come in and rebuild these recruiting pipelines there within, rebuilding the relationships that have been tarnished over the years between St. Louis and Columbia. This was a targeted hire by Jim Stirk, and I love it. And what the national pundits will not or refuse to research is how important this hire is to our region. And I don't care what anybody says about his record. I don't care what they say about his lack of NCAA tournaments. He runs a clean program. None of his programs have been in trouble. By all accounts, he's a stand-up guy. I am going to replay the interview I did with Frank Cusimano on the press box yesterday at some point here in the show. And just listening to Frank Cusimano, who knows Konzo Martin very well, you get the thought that this is more than just a guy standing on a sideline coaching basketball games. This is a hire that is going to help Mizzou's brand. And you can listen to the national pundits tell you he's average all you want, and that's fine. But I think he means more than just a guy standing on the sidelines coaching kids on a basketball court. So I scratch my head at these national pundits who refuse to do their homework. All right. My next head scratcher. I got in a little trouble on the TMA fan pin last weekend. You know you've made it on 590 The Fan KFNS when you get ripped by the fan pin. And I did. The fan page took me to task, and I appreciate it. But I'm standing by my comments that got them all fired up. Everyone wants to talk about how, not everyone, a lot of people here in the St. Louis area want to talk about how the Illinois job is a way better job than Missouri. Oh, it's so much better. The Illinois job is far better than the Missouri job. The Missouri job is terrible. Nobody wants to go to Missouri. First of all, Konzo Martin went to Missouri. And let's not act like Illinois wasn't interested. Don't give me this, well, no one said anything. There was a report that said Illinois made an offer, but Konzo turned it down. That's bunk. Really? You know that for a fact? I scratch my head at all of you Illinois fans who think your job is way better. In the last few years, is the Illinois job better than Missouri's? Yes. I never said otherwise. That's what makes me scratch my head about the fan pinners. I never said Illinois wasn't a better job. All I said was it's not far and away better. It's not a landslide. It's not way better. It isn't. Let me give you some stats. By the way, I love the responses I got to the stats from Illinois fans who said, in the history of college basketball, Illinois has an X win. Okay. Whatever. This makes me laugh. Here we go. Illinois has been to Final Fours. Illinois has gone to the national title game. Yes, that makes their history better than Missouri's. Again, I never said Illinois wasn't a better job. I said it wasn't far and away better. It wasn't a landslide. It's not way better. Since Illinois went to the title game in 2004-2005 season, it's been 12 seasons since they went to that title game when Bruce Weber took Bill Self's players to the title. 5 NCAA tournament appearances in 12 years for Illinois. They've never gotten past round 2. In that same time frame, Missouri, 5 NCAA tournament appearances and 1 Elite 8. In the last 12 seasons, Illinois has a total win percentage of 58%. Missouri, 57%. By the way, that includes these last 3 horrific seasons at Missouri. And still, 1 percentage point less than Illinois over the last 12 years. Conference win percentage, 45% Illinois. Missouri, 43%. I get it. Illinois plays in a better conference. No doubt. Never said otherwise. There's no argument that Illinois plays in a prestigious conference, the Big Ten. They've had the last three seasons have really marred Mizzou's reputation in terms of success on the court. They just haven't been very good. And that's fine. They'll get better. So I get all that. No one ever said Illinois was not a better job. But is it a way better job? Champaign, Illinois over Columbia, Missouri? Is it so prestigious that they're waiting to pry Greg Marshall from Wichita State? No. Come on. Illinois plays in a better conference. They've had a better last three seasons. But over the last 12 years, Illinois and Missouri are very, very close in terms of on-the-court success. So I scratch my head at all of these Illinois fans that how funny it is how they view their job in Champaign, Illinois as being so much better than Missouri's. Give me a break. And don't give me the 100-year history of college basketball. I don't need that. High school players aren't looking at 1947, okay? High school players are looking at what you've done recently. And I got a lot of people saying, well, with this Illinois recruiting class coming in, there is a better job. Are they still going to come? You better hold up. You better hold up. Because they might not be coming. My other head scratcher is Missouri fans, basketball fans who scratch their head. I scratch my head at you, at those of you who think for this situation, this isn't a good program with good recruits. That's the other thing I heard from Illinois fans. Oh, the recruiting pipeline's way better. It is. Chicago's ridiculous. Chicago's one of the best in the country. When was the last time Illinois wrangled Chicago? And when was the last time our program in Missouri wrangled St. Louis and Kansas City? It's been a long time, right? And that's what you hope with Konzo Martin. But let me give you an idea of some of the local state players that are not playing at Missouri, which, not to illustrate that Missouri didn't get those players, but to illustrate that our state is a very good state for high school basketball. Let me give you some players around the country. Jimmy Witt from Columbia, Missouri, was recruited by Arkansas, committed to Arkansas. He's left. He's now at SMU, redshirting. Jimmy Witt, outstanding guard out of Columbia. He's down at SMU. He's a redshirt sophomore. Jason Tatum from St. Louis, we all know him. Chaminade, he's at Duke. He's a freshman. He'll go to the NBA next year. Out of Kansas City, started at Raytown South and then went to a prep school in Maryland. Ishmael Wainwright, a 6'5" guard. He's a senior. He plays at Baylor out of the Kansas City area. DJ Johnson from St. Louis, Parkway North High School, my alma mater. K-State, he's a senior at K-State. They're in the tournament. Xavier Sneed from Hazelwood Central from St. Louis. K-State, he's a freshman. Austin Sotilli is from St. Louis U High. He's a freshman. He's down at TCU, 6'6" forward. Trey Pettis, he doesn't get a lot of minutes, but he played for MICDS, and he's at Butler. He's a senior there, 6'4" guard. He doesn't play much, but he's down there. He's at Butler. From Kansas City, he played at Sunrise Christian Academy. Marvin Clark Jr., 6'7" forward. He's a redshirt junior. Was committed and played at Michigan State. And he transferred. He's now at St. John's, redshirting. Marvin Clark Jr. out of the Kansas City area. We all know Tyler Cook, the freshman from Chaminade. He's at Iowa, 6'9" forward. How about OG Ananobi? 6'8" forward. Out of Jeff City. He's a sophomore at Indiana. He's had some injury issues, but he's at Indiana. Jawan Morgan from Waynesville. He's a sophomore, 6'8" forward. He's at Indiana. There's a kid named Torrey Miller, but he played most of his career at New Hampton Prep out in New Hampshire. He's from Kansas City, Kansas. He's at Colorado, but most of his high school days were spent at prep school, so I don't know that I count him. But he is from Kansas City, Kansas. He's at Colorado. Orlando Cook is at Arkansas, played at Madison Prep here in St. Louis. Junior, 6'8" forward. Let's go through that again. Jimmy Witt, Jason Tatum, Ishmael Wainwright out of Kansas City, DJ Johnson, Xavier Sneed, both in St. Louis, from St. Louis at K-State. Austin Sotilli from St. Louis at TCU. Trey Pettis at Butler. Marvin Clark Jr. at St. John's out of Kansas City. Tyler Cook at Iowa. OG Anunoby at Indiana. Jawan Morgan, Indiana. Orlando Cook, Arkansas. Couple those guys with Jordan Barnett, Kevin Purrier, Cullen Van Leer. How about that team? You're never going to get all the guys in your state. It's not going to happen. Number one, you don't have enough scholarships every year. And number two, guys like Jason Tatum, your top-end guys, most of them are going to go to the Blue Bloods, North Carolina, Duke. So I get that. But that is quite a roster full of players in the state of Missouri that are playing elsewhere. And hopefully, Konzo Martin turns this back into a destination place for Missouri and its players. No disrespect to former coach Kim Anderson. He walked into a pretty bad situation, and I respect the man, and I feel bad for him. But this problem with recruiting Missouri extends well beyond Kim Anderson. It's been a long time. And hopefully Konzo Martin restores that roar, baby. So I scratch my head at those who think that Missouri's not a great job with not a good recruiting pipeline. I just gave you 15 players that are on other rosters. Well, 12 on other rosters around the country that, let's be honest, Missouri could use. You're listening to The Mole Hole on 590 The Fan, KFNS, InsideSTL.com, 105.7 HD2. Coming up next, a contributor at Redbird Daily. He writes for Redbird Daily. We're going to talk Cardinal baseball with Colin Garner right after the break.